Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
3-2.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 100 miles an hour. 11 strikeouts for Skeens. 6 innings of no-hit baseball in his first career start on the road. What a man! Wow. Paul Skeens! You got to love it, Pittsburgh. He's yours. He's yours. And the Bucks are up 8-0. Seventh coming up.
What a man will get me every single time. And I just want to play that soundbite from Joe Block every single day until Skeens pitches again, which will be the day after tomorrow on Thursday. And then I'm sure Skeens will do something fabulous, and we'll play that until his following start. But why are we playing it right now? The Pirates sit just 2 games back in the National League wildcard race. They're 5.5 games back in the division race right now. They just proved the last 10 games they can absolutely hang with Milwaukee. They can absolutely hang with the Chicago Cubs. They are even in the season series, I believe, with the Brewers, or 1 game under. They are 1 game up on the Cubs, 4 wins, 3 losses in that season series. They should be able to stay in this thing with their starting pitching over the course of the summer. Their rotation is the envy, I would think, of everyone in Major League Baseball. To have 2 young, cost-control pitchers that are this good, who wouldn't want that? But we talked about it yesterday. You need to, if you're Ben Cherington, you're this organization, make good on the start of this window, and the start of this window is right now. So the question to you, Doran, to you, Callis, and to all of our wonderful and loyal listeners out there at 412-928-9370 on the text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Just how far are you willing to go to improve this year's club? Are you willing to trade top prospects to add a significant bat at some point this summer?
Absolutely.
Let's go.
I mean, you've been saying it, and I think everybody is very aware of the situation at hand, and especially within the team. We know that the starting pitching is pretty damn good. You're waiting for the bats to come along. But what the situation is at hand right now, and why that you would all stops and go for this thing, is because of the division. Like, you have to take advantage of the division being bad. You don't know if are the Cardinals going to be bad again next year?
Doubtful.
Like, we said that about them last year heading into this year. It's like, oh, what are the odds of the Cardinals being bad again? Well, they're showing us that they're not as great as they once were, but I don't expect an organization like that to really be in the dumps too long. So you have to take advantage now of not just what you have inside of your clubhouse, inside of your team, inside of your ballpark, but you have to take advantage of how mediocre this division is.
I heard Starkey talk about adding to this roster yesterday. I saw a graphic put together by Donnie Football of Mulsey saying, you got to take advantage of right now. And I didn't listen to their show yesterday. I just wasn't able to. Doctor, exterminator, back injuries, car. All that finest fun stuff. Yeah, car getting run into. It was just, it was a day. Yesterday was a long week for the Crowley household. I didn't hear what Mulsey had to say, but I did not hear Starkey bring up, or Zeiss, or Pomp, what you just brought up. It's not only the Pirates need to take advantage of this three-headed monster at the front of their rotation. This division is absolutely winnable.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Milwaukee a lot. So have you guys. We watched how they compare with the Pirates. They ain't all that in a bag of chips. We just saw the Cubs this weekend, and while their rotation is good, I don't look at them and go, oh, they're going to run away and hide. And your Cardinals point is a great one. And a quick Google search tells you, okay, last year they're 20 games under 500. This year they're not good. But here's what they did in all the years leading up to the last two. 93 wins, 90, skip COVID, 91, 88, 83, 86, 100, 90, 97, 88, 90, 86, 91, 86. You got to go back to 2007 before last year, the last time they had a losing season. They're not going to be down. They fill the ballpark, they spend money, they always draft and develop well. So yeah, you need to take advantage of the here and the now, and we'll get into some of the non-sexy moves that the Pirates could make coming up in the next segment, but there are some intriguing names available. Before we get to that, Kalas, you had something to add.
Yeah, something about winning the division doesn't feel as special, especially since the NL Central's undoubtedly the weakest of the National League divisions.
It doesn't feel special?
Wait, what?
Just hear me out. Just hear me out.
I don't know that I want to, but go ahead.
If they're going to be the weakest division in the National League anyway, they're still going to play a wild card series. The whole allure of winning the division before was to guarantee yourself a five-game series.
Yeah, who cares, man? You make the playoffs. That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, well, we're talking about logistics, though. They could get a wild card spot.
So either way.
When's the last time the Pirates won the division?
That's been a while.
Yes.
Which will be exciting.
Yes. It's
okay,
legitimate.
So then the question,
it legitimizes it.
They're 5.5 games out in the division, and the Cubs and the Brewers aren't that good, is the crux of this thing.
Right.
But the wild card race is also totally up for grabs. Last year, if the Pirates had won 84 games, they'd have made the playoffs.
But the conversation that you're trying to have is how many assets would you give up
to
in exchange?
Make the playoffs?
Right. Well, we're talking about winning the division, too, which is what you said. How many assets would you give up to win the division? Which I think is an interesting point, considering how the playoffs are formatted now.
All right.
It's hand in hand, right?
It's about taking advantage of the opportunity that you have right now. And the NL is weak. You're going to see one of the potential wild card teams the next few days in the San Francisco Giants. And you have an opportunity here. If you find a way to win like 86 games, you're almost assured to make the playoffs. So what are you willing to give up, and who are you looking for to try to augment this thing and push you over the edge? That's the crux of the conversation. 412-928-9370. Like, for example, Pirates' number one prospect, Paul Skeens. Number two prospect, although he's evolving out of prospect status, is Jared Jones. The number three guy, he's having a tremendously awful year,
mm-hmm.
Tamar Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Would you part with 19-year-old Tamar Johnson if it would get you a bona fide cleanup hitter?
What position does he play?
Tamar Johnson?
Yeah.
It's too far out even to care about that.
Well, second base. Well,
yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Infielder.
Yeah, he's an infielder. I have enough of those. Yes, I would part ways.
Yeah.
I have Nick Gonzalez.
Would you part with Nick Gonzalez?
No.
See, I would
I drafted him.
I would part with him, too, if necessary.
Well, Tamar Johnson was a first-round pick, too.
Yep. Bubba Chandler, Anthony Solomato, any of those guys to me are available right now. And in particular, it's the starters. Like, they do not have... You're right about they've got some infield depth here. They don't have enough hitters in their system, though. And I would even part with a starting pitcher prospect like a Solomato, like a Bubba Chandler, to add a prospect that hits that is close to the majors.
Yes.
That's what they need right now.
They don't need pitching.
No, and I'm not worried about filling out the back end of the rotation.
Mm-mm.
Like, we've criticized Ben Cherington, and he's been dragged through the mud, and I think fairly so, for this being year five, and your best hitter right now is Connor Joe. Like, that's not good enough. But what he has done is he's been able to add starters that have shown value. Hey, you don't need to worry about your one. That's Paul Skeens. You don't need to worry about your two. That's Jared Jones. You don't need to worry about your three. You've paid him $77 million. That's Mitch Keller. You can part ways with the Bubba Chandlers and Anthony Solomatos of the world. Would it be nice to have three number ones if those guys turned into it? You're damn right. Would it be nice to have a guy that's a three that you don't have to pay a lot for in Bubba Chandler or Anthony Solomatos? Yeah, no doubt about that. But if you were to part with one or both of these prospects to add a legitimate hitter, the Rich Hills of the world have worked out for the Pirates.
Yeah, right.
Right? The Vince Velasquez's have worked out. Martin Perez has been fine for the Pirates this year. Before him, Marco Gonzalez has been good. They've got a 4A guy basically right now in Quinn Priester, who if you need him to make spot starts, I think you feel okay with it. Domingo Germán is going to be a factor in this at some point. I mean, you can criticize Ben Cherington for a lot, but adding legitimate depth starters that profile as four or fives and have actually looked pretty good for you, he's done a nice job with.
Yeah.
You know, Johan Oviedo, I thought was going to be a really big piece of this team this year. Obviously, he misses the season with the arm injury, but he went out, he found him with the St. Louis Cardinals. He has had no problems rounding out a rotation. You don't need to go out there and pay for one, two, or three. You got that figured out. Finding a four or five for Ben Cherington has actually been pretty easy for him.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have to part with starting pitching depth, I got zero problems with that.
Zero.
Now, who would you be looking for? Here's the pie in the sky trade target for me, man. And I think it's going to open a lot of eyes because I do think this is within the realm of possibility if they wanted to do it. Vlad Guerrero Jr. Like, you think about that division, the AL East, and you got the Yankees and you got the Orioles, and we'll see where Toronto winds up. But they had to pay him $19.9 million in arbitration. He is under team control the rest of this year and next year. I would 100% give up a package of prospects, including a Bubba Chandler or an Anthony Solomato, to get a year in change of Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And then what? You're going to have to pay him maybe $20 million next year in arbitration and then whatever's left this year? Do it. He's a first baseman. He has hit near 50 homers in the majors before. He hit 26 homers last year. He actually hits for high average. Like, this is a guy that I would absolutely go after if I'm them.
Yeah.
Because he changes everything for
you. He does, and it's a glaring position of need.
Yes.
Glaring.
And we could talk about the Jake Lambs of the world, or you could play Connor Joe more often, but...
But Connor Joe, like, he's been fantastic, and he's been a bright spot, but is he an everyday guy?
Right. At some point, is he going to just turn back into Connor Joe?
Right.
And that's not to say he's not a good, useful player, jack of all trades, who's going to hit you, you know, 250 and 15 home runs, okay, that or 10, 15 home runs, that's nice. But if you really want to contend, you want to really grab this thing by the throat, you go out there and you get a big dude and you stick him right in the middle of the lineup and he's going to rake for you.
Mm-hmm.
Other options, Pete Alonso of the Mets. They've been rumored to be sellers this year. He's hit 10 homers. He's got an OPS of 762. He hit 46 homers last year, 40 the year before, 37 before that, 53. He fits the bill. He's a free agent at the end of this year. J.D. Martinez from the Mets hit 33 home runs last year. Has not been great this year because he hasn't played a lot. He's been banged up. He hit 312, but he hasn't played a lot. He's a free agent at the end of the year. He costs $4.5 million. I'm just throwing names against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But guys of that ilk, if it's a rental, it's going to cost less. If it's a guy like Vlad Guerrero Jr., it's going to cost more. Either way, the window is now is the point. Not just next year, not just the next 4 years. The window is now. Who cares about prospects? And Tamar Johnson, when he really is a factor, what are we talking about? 2-3 years down the road? Who cares? Who cares? Go get it done now. Agree, disagree, comments, concerns, 412-928-9370. We'll let you weigh in on that coming up next. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And I want to remind the people out there, join Joe Starkey and Paul Zeiss tomorrow at Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union on Brandt School Road in Wexford from 10 o'clock until 2. This will be your first chance, oh, this is cool, to get a Fan 5 Alarm Marathon t-shirt. They're awesome, with a $20 donation. T-shirts are available while supplies last. Coming up next, if the Pirates don't want to make a sexy move, there's still some stuff they can do. We'll tell you what those options could be, and one thing we are kind of expecting to happen today when we...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We come back. Coming up in about 10 minutes here, Mark Caboli, Steelers insider, joined us yesterday. People are excited about Arthur Smith. So I came in here today all gung-ho to talk about Arthur Smith, Dorn, and I did math. Can you believe that?
I'm scared.
A little math from Adam Crowley, and it'll make sense coming up in about 10, 15 minutes from right now. But right now, Pirates open up against the Giants, a homestand today. If you take 2 out of 3, you're probably feeling good about yourself, and you should feel pretty good about their chances of taking 2 out of 3 here, because you're going to have Jared Jones go tomorrow, and you're going to have Paul Skeens go on Thursday. A nice little advantage you're going to have moving forward here. There might be something to worry about with Jared Jones, which I'll get to in a couple of minutes here, but we talked about Vlad Guerrero Jr. in the last segment. Even Alex Bregman of the Astros could be available, and J.D. Martinez, Pete Alonso. Texters are saying, how about bringing Josh Bell back? There are a lot of first base DH kind of guys out there that could be had and that would significantly upgrade your situation at first base. But the deadline's not for about 70 or so days. I'm not sure Charrington's going to go Jim Rutherford here and going to get on the absolute aggressive path. We saw Luis Arraez, 2-time batting champion, get traded from Florida to San Diego. I think that was a missed opportunity by the Pirates. Would have liked to see a guy like that in the lineup every day. So teams are aggressive early. I think the Pirates probably should be, but I don't think they would be until nearer to the deadline. So what can they do in the interim? I mean, there's some obvious moves, man.
Yeah.
Like, you brought up Jiwon Bae in the last segment, right? No?
Yeah, sure.
I'll give you credit for it. Thanks. Or maybe it was off air. Who knows? It all blends together. It's early in the morning. Jiwon Bae has an OPS over 1,000 at AAA. Call his ass up.
Yeah.
Like, you've got Alika Williams, who, over the course of the last month, is hitting 100. 100. That's like half of Austin Hedges. And he plays good defense. Okay. You need bats. We had Zane Grilly on here yesterday, and he gave the stat. I think I gave it wrong earlier in the show yesterday. I thought the Pirates were 14-3 when they score four or more runs. I think he had them at 18-3 when they score four or more runs. You need to score.
Mm-hmm.
So call up Jiwon Bae. DFA Rowdy Tellez. Call up Jake Lamb. Is Jake Lamb good? No, he is not. Is he raking at AAA? Yes, he is. So why not try to catch lightning in a bottle? It worked with Nick Gonzalez.
Right. That's kind of what I'm focusing on. Like, there's obviously something going on in AAA, like, where a guy like Nick Gonzalez, like you said, was raking, and now Jiwon Bae is raking. Like, the odds of Jiwon Bae getting called up and not having the success that Nick Gonzalez has had is very slim in my mind right now, because momentum's momentum. And especially in baseball, and you just knew that Nick Gonzalez was going to transition for his, second or third time in the major leagues and hit well and hit hard and get contact. I think Jiwon Bae could be a guy that, as soon as he hits the ground, would be a factor in the lineup.
Yeah, man, he's hot right now. So even if he doesn't project to be a full season shot in the arm for you, he's hot. Just see if it translates.
Right.
And what do you have to lose if you were to send a guy like Alika Williams down? Like, what if Jiwon Bae hits 100? Oh, he's doing what the last guy did. And he'll steal bases for you, and he can play infield and outfield. It just makes all the sense in the world. I would also do this, and I don't know how popular this will be, but I would send Jared Triolo to AAA as well. Not now, because you got to wait for Key Brian Hayes, but when Key Brian Hayes comes off IL, I would send Triolo back down to AAA, see if he can find a little bit more power, and just work on his swing a little bit, because he is hitting 215, and he's a singles hitter right now. Hey, there's a little bit more power in there. And he was a 285 guy in the minors, and we know he hit about 300 last year. There's a much better player in there for Jared Triolo.
Mm-hmm.
And when Key Brian Hayes comes up, I don't know that Triolo is going to be playing every day, and so it's going to be harder to find his swing at the major league level. You send him down there, you play him every day, maybe he gets hot, and then you bring him up. I would call up Leover Peguero at some point, too.
To play where?
He'd be part of my infield mix, because you'll need a guy to replace Alika Williams.
See, that's where I would move Triolo. But I see what you're saying. Like, yeah. I mean, it could be either way. You know, it's black or white.
Right. There,
I get what you're saying.
Point
I get what you're
is,
doing. Yeah.
Yeah, there's like four guys down there that, you know, your 22nd through 26 guys up here, they can be interchangeable with those 4A, AAA dudes.
What's Peguero doing? Do you have the numbers in
front of you? He's hitting 285. The OPS not that high. He is not really getting on base all that much. He's got a 325 on base, 335 on base percentage, which isn't horrible. So his OPS is being brought down, but he's hitting with a little bit of power. He's hitting 285, and this is somebody that I think factored into their plans. I mean, yes, he was competing for second base with Nick Gonzalez. When you bring guys like this up, I found on the social media, and Jake Lamb in particular, these guys aren't long-term solutions. I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for how can you score four runs the next couple of weeks, and then you see where that has you, and then you start tinkering then. But they're in this thing now, 5.5 back in the division, 2 back in the wild card race. Your rotation is healthy and humming. Can you take advantage of it being hot and humming right now? That's all that matters to me. I'm not looking next year. I'm not looking 2 years down the line. I'm not looking 2 months down the line. I'm looking right now. How can you punch this lineup up? And then you go from there.
Yeah.
And we've already talked about the deadline. Again, 70 days from now, what can you do between now and maybe real help coming in to have you stay competitive? Little moves like this, I think they can add up and make a big difference. Would the Pirates have gone 5-5 in these last 10 games without Nick Gonzalez? Maybe not. He got the game-winning 2-RBI base hit against the Cubs on Sunday.
Right.
Like, he's made a big difference. And you need guys as Zangrilli said yesterday, that are going to be around that 700 OPS mark. Like, we're not asking for much. A lot of average in the lineup is better than what they've had.
Mm-hmm. A lot of average in the lineup is better than what they've had, just like you said. But that, if everybody was average, they'd probably be in first place.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Yes. If they were an average hitting team,
they'd be in
first place right now. I have no doubt about that. One thing I did stumble upon when I was looking at the Pirates' prospects that they could eventually trade, I read Keith Law's write-up, who's a big-time prospect guy now for The Athletic, used to work for ESPN. I read his prospect write-up about Jared Jones prior to this year, and he wrote his stuff tapered off as the season progressed. Not excessively, but enough to mention he may need to work on pacing himself in the earlier part of the year to stay strong through September. So just keep an eye on that with Jared Jones.
Yeah, but you could keep an eye on that, and I know we got to go to break, but you could keep an eye on that, but even if it does, you still have two other guys, which is you set yourself up in a good position that if somebody did tail off, if somebody did get into a rut, that you have two other guys that can hold up the weight.
Yeah, and when he would, quote-unquote, if he would taper off, what's that look like?
Right.
A 3.5 ERA guy instead of a 2.89, a 3.7? Like, he's still going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he is not taking it easy right now. Now, the other part of that from Keith Law was he profiles as maybe a mid-rotation guy. So it's not like Keith nailed it to that point either in his scouting report because Jared Jones profiles as a absolute stud at this point. All right. Coming up next, we switch gears to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mark Cavalli joined us yesterday. He said Steelers players, get this, are really excited about Arthur Smith. Just how excited should they be? What do the Steelers need to get out of their offense this year? We did the math. We'll tell you.
I like to really look and observe interactions between the players and see how this offense really just gravitates or not to Russell Wilson, just see that dynamic. And also Arthur Smith, you know, see if you, is there anything really noticeable with the offense? Obviously, there's going to be something. It's early in training camp, so they're obviously not going to be installing everything. Everything I've heard, and I talked to somebody the other day that told me they are absolutely excited about what you're going to see from Arthur Smith's offense. They're like, you're going to be very, very happy with what you see. So right there, it makes me a little, piques my interest a little bit right there to see how much of a difference it is.
Cavalli with us yesterday here on the Fan Morning Show, our Steelers insider from The Athletic. Well, they better be excited. They had Matt Canada before. And so this guy's going to be better than him. Guarantee?
Yes.
Guarantee. He'll be better than that
There's
guy.
No question.
But it's not good enough to just be better than that guy. Like, you've got to actually have a good offense this year. And so here's where I did the math, Doran. You had something to add first?
No, I just think it's funny because, like, you know, everybody's going to be excited for a new offense. Like, I remember everybody was excited whenever Nate Hackett came into Buffalo and his offense ended up being trash. So, like, it's just funny. But, I mean, obviously I love Arthur Smith and know him very well. So I hope that it does translate. But go ahead.
Well, I asked this poll question on the Twitter.com. Which combo would lead to a better offense? Russell Wilson with Matt Canada or Kenny Pickett with Arthur Smith? So we can get into that a little bit later on.
Let's get into that for sure.
We'll definitely get into that. But so I started to do some math because it's not just enough for Arthur Smith to be competent and better than Matt Canada. Like, that's not going to get you very far. If you want to win at a high level, you got to score points. So here's where the math comes in. The teams that made the playoffs last year in the NFL scored on average 25 points per game. That's even factoring in the Steelers' outlier at 17.9 points per game. So the Steelers were far and away the worst offense to make the playoffs last year. Even factored in, 25 points per game was the average of the teams that made the playoffs. The teams that won in the playoffs scored, on average, 31 points per playoff game. So you want to win in the playoffs, you got to score. I'm seeing 45, 31, 26, 48, 24, 32, 31, 24, 27, 34, 34, 25. There was only one game that was the outlier in the playoffs last year. Kansas City beat Baltimore 17-10. Other than that, the low water mark for winning a playoff game was 24 points. So you don't just need Arthur Smith to be better than Matt Canada. You need to be around 25 points per game in the regular season, and you need to be able to score when you get into the playoffs. Do you think they've got that recipe?
I think they will have that recipe for two reasons. I mean, Arthur Smith's offense will make sense. there'll be a rhyme or reason to it. And I think that the normal football watching eye will be able to identify that. Last year, it didn't take, you know, former NFL players or football minds to figure out that Matt Canada didn't know what the hell he was doing. There was no continuity to his offense. You'll be able to see that, and that makes things a lot easier for the players, and that makes sense to playing football and running an offense. And then two, you have a quarterback who has won a Super Bowl, who has played in the league for over a decade. That helps a lot. And I know Mike Tomlin would, he definitely not just appreciates that, but wants that and not have to worry about grooming a young quarterback alongside being a head coach, alongside trying to run a defense, alongside, you know, doing other things. So that does compute to what you're saying.
Well,
just those two reasons right there.
That's well said, man, because not only were they having to teach Kenny, you could tell they didn't trust Kenny. Just the way that they had him manage the game. Don't turn it over. We'll, quote-unquote, unleash you come the fourth quarter. It was basically, hey, Kenny, don't screw it up. We're going to run the ball, play defense. Young quarterback, year two. Tomlin doesn't trust young players an awful lot. We saw how long it took to play Broderick Jones. We saw how long it took to build up the snaps for Joey Porter Jr., and that's not even at the quarterback position. But then you also had Matt Canada, and I'm not sure they had a lot of trust in Matt Canada either. Like, enough trust to not fire him when they should have fired him earlier, but we heard all the stories coming out. Like, Mike Tomlin had to play babysitter, basically. My hope is that with Russ, with Arthur Smith, to your point, Mike Tomlin could say, you guys do your thing on the offense, and I'll be the defense guy, and we'll figure it out.
Yes.
That's the hope. Should we address that poll question coming up next?
Yes.
Which combo would lead to a better offense? Russ Wilson and Matt Canada or Kenny Pickett and Arthur Smith? 50-minute mark on a fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, is going to join us coming up in 10 minutes. He'll be at Steelers OTAs today. What is he hoping to ascertain? He will tell us some of the big storylines in OTAs prior to OTAs when he joins us, like I said, coming up in 10 minutes. Question we threw out there to the masses on Twitter, @_AdamCrowley, which combo would lead to a better offense? Russ Wilson and Matt Canada calling the plays, or Kenny Pickett, a quarterback, with Arthur Smith calling the plays? 62% of people so far saying they think the Pickett-Arthur Smith offense would be better. I actually don't have, and this isn't great for talk radio, I don't have an opinion on this. I was just more curious, but you're the football man, so do you have an opinion?
Absolutely, Russell Wilson and Matt Canada.
Yeah.
There's things, and whenever you have a veteran and a really, really good quarterback, and I think we're talking Russell Wilson, say like this year, say Matt Canada was the offensive coordinator this year, Russell Wilson would have the opportunity to actually take over games on the field. Like, There are, like, Matt Canada can't put a helmet on, and the offensive coordinator can't put helmets on. There are things that happen on the field where just the quarterback knows and can do and can control, and it would be very hard for Canada and Mike Tomlin to tell Russell Wilson he couldn't freaking audible at the line. And Russell Wilson would be like, well, even though you said that I can't do it, I see this, I identify this, and I'm going to execute this because it makes sense because I've seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
With Kenny Pickett, he still was so young and still so raw and hadn't developed into a maturing quarterback that even with Arthur Smith, Arthur couldn't put the helmet on. And Kenny would have to make some decisions that I think that he hadn't have been privy of or seen, and it probably would have been the wrong decisions, where Russell Wilson could just go out there and be like, you know what, this doesn't make sense. Listen, guys, we're going to do this, and they're not going to say anything because it's going to work.
Yeah.
So
he's got that. He's got the chutzpah to do whatever he wants to do out there.
He's played. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times has he seen? There's only so many defenses that you can run.
Right.
Like, and Russell Wilson has seen it 1,000 times.
Yeah.
So I would absolutely, no doubt about it, didn't even think twice about it, would say Russell Wilson to Matt Canada.
He would also be better off schedule outside the framework than Kenny. Kenny was great at that at Pitt. I mean, it's one of the reasons why he led Pitt to the ACC championship in his final year. But we saw that was a lot harder in the NFL when you've got all these athletes. Russ Wilson still not what he once was, but still makes plays outside of the schedule, outside of the called offense, to where you go, okay, I agree with you. I do think it would be better with the quarterback. If you put all the coordinators and all the quarterbacks into a draft, the quarterback's getting drafted ahead of the schemers. Now, there are exceptions. Like Kyle Shanahan, if he's part of this conversation, maybe the answer is different. If it's Sean McVay or Andy Reid, maybe it's different. But we're working with Matt Canada and Arthur Smith here.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's just amazing what like a really, really good quarterback and a dynamic quarterback can do for you. I mean, you think of Lamar Jackson, you think of Josh Allen, you think of obviously Mahomes. Like, you're trying to tell me that they stick to the scheme? Like, they are the scheme. Like, you could call whatever play you want, and then you improvise because you're so gifted at quarterback that there's so many things that go on during a game within the, you know, within the white lines that the quarterback just, you know, has the judgment on, and it's has nothing to do with the play.
Right.
I mean, Ben is the best example of that.
Yes.
I mean, Ben, you're trying to tell me that Todd Haley was like, Ben, I want you to scramble around and do this, this, and that, and then find Antonio Brown down the field whenever he runs a post route, but he actually does put his foot in the ground whenever he's down the field and goes the other way, and then Mike Wallace is going that way, and then find one of those guys. Like, no, like, that's playing quarterback, and that's what happens whenever you have a really good quarterback, and Kenny Pickett just wasn't there.
Did you ever do that in Madden? You do create a play, and you'd have your wide receiver run 8 million zigzags and run around. That's so much fun.
Yes.
Just, my man's doing a figure eight
that's
and all
what,
that.
That's what Kansas City does. Like, I mean, people, yeah, I mean, you know, Andy Reid's a great schemer, a great offensive coordinator, but if you watch Travis Kelce, just watch him, like, one game. Like, he is not running routes.
They have that mind meld, him and Mahomes.
They're playing backyard football.
Yeah.
And that's how you win something.
Well, and maybe the best point on all of this is Ben, in his final season, was no good. Apart from the fourth quarter, where he was excellent. Why? Because he was on the field making the play calls, which is exactly what you're saying Russ Wilson would be doing in given situations under a Matt Canada offense. The reason I asked the question isn't to obsess about Kenny Pickett or anything like that. I'm sure I'm going to get blown up on Twitter. Why are you still talking about Pickett? It's more just to get to the heart of, what's the bigger addition this year? Is it Arthur Smith or Russell Wilson? We'll talk about that later on in the show. A lot of football stuff today. Jason Mackey's going to join us at 8 o'clock to talk a little bit about where the Pirates are, but a ton of football on today's program. Like, coming up next, we got Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. He'll be at OTAs today. What's he looking for in OTA practice number one? First, though, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring into adventure. Great incentives through May 31st on the 2024 Trailblazer and Equinox. SunChevy.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life,
Some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.